on the path of bhakti, sometimes when there are some harsh judgmental comments from devotees, they are very discouraging. They often become the biggest challenge in bhakti. How do we deal with them? Yes. There is, you know, if we are going in front of an enemy, then we expect that enemy to punch and we steel ourselves. You know, we are ready, still the punch is going to hurt, but we are expecting it. But when we go to someone, we are expecting a pat, and that time we get a punch. Because that hurts much more, because we are unprepared at that time. So like that, we expect opposition, criticism from those who are, say, not practicing devotional service, those are non-devotees. But when we get that sort of thing from within the devotee community, it is very painful. We say that the strong words of a sadhu, they cut off the attachments. But unfortunately, you know, strong words can cut the bhakti lata which also. What we call as strong words, if they are harsh words, and if they discourage a devotee in the practice of bhakti, then they can cut the bhakti lata beach. And that is a great violence. So, unfortunately, when such things do happen, I mean, all of us have to go through it. In the third canto, as well as in the 11th canto, there is the description that there is bhakti that can be practiced in the mode of goodness, in the mode of passion, and in the mode of ignorance. So, bhakti itself is transcendent. But certain devotees, and not necessarily those devotees themselves, but those devotees at certain times in their practice of bhakti may be influenced by the lower modes. And at those times, they may speak things which can be extremely hurting. So, as I said, this happens because of, sometimes as devotees, now right now I am speaking from the point of view of those who are speaking with such criticism. Then I will speak from the other point of view. That sometimes we think that because I am a devotee, you know, I have a right to do surgery on anyone and everyone.
But it's not like that.
No, first of all, even if surgery is to be done, then, yes, Mataji? Even if surgery is to be done, there are a lot of preconditions before that. First of all, the surgery is done only when a patient is patient agrees to the surgery. Now the patient actually has signed a written disclaimer that if anything goes wrong, I am voluntarily doing the surgery. Accepting the surgery, I won't hold the doctor responsible. Not only that, after that, even after the patient accepts that, even after that, there is anesthesia that is given. And after the surgery is done, after that also, painkillers and pain medicine is given. And on top of that, surgery is never the first line of treatment. And normally we try pills, we try this, we try that, and after it all, then surgery is done. So unfortunately, we think that we just go around passing judgments on others by VMing, sometimes we as devotees, go around passing judgments on others as if we have got that mandate to do surgery on anyone and everyone. So, this is a misunderstanding of the process of bhakti. What it means to preach, the purpose of preaching is to get people to come closer to the truth. If anything discourages people from coming closer to the truth, that is unfortunate. So now, I'm just trying to explain why this happens. It's not that devotees who speak such things are necessarily bad people. They are good people, but they are misdirected because of some misconceived notions of bhakti or because of the influence of the modes at a particular time. Now, when this happens, you know, Thakur says that, and Rupa Goswami also says this in Bhakti Sama Sindhu, that we all need like-minded association. Svajatiya Asha Stigdha Sangha. That those who have the same category of desire that we have. Like sometimes, you know, some devotees speak something which hurts us terribly, and that devotee is not even conscious that they've hurt us. We just make a passing comment and it hurts us terribly, and they don't even notice it. Like sometimes, not exactly similar example, but sometimes some devotees do kirtan and their hands are stretched all out. And when they're doing kirtan round, and they're slapping someone, hitting someone, and you know, people are being hit, and they are blissfully lost with their own world doing kirtan. They're thinking, I'm dancing and singing, but everybody is getting blown all around them. So like that, sometimes some devotees are in that, they are in that oblivion of what the consequences are on others of how they are acting. Now, Sajatiya, if we have the same category, if we have at least some devotees who are like-minded, then their association becomes like a shock absorber. Because at least they are empathic, they understand, you know, that this is hurt. Why did someone do like this? How could they have done something like this? So, while we are practicing bhakti, at a functional level, we may have to work with different devotees. We have a particular project, we have a particular service. But while having whatever functional relationships we may need for our service, we also need to search for like-minded association. Those devotees with whom we can connect. And their association becomes like a, as I said, a shock absorber. Because they, more or less, they understand what is going on. So, that is one way we can cope with it. It's ultimately, we understand that Krishna's love manifests at different times through different people. As we become purified more and more, then we can experience Krishna's love directly. But during the process of bhakti, during the practice of bhakti, we often experience Krishna's love from different sources. Say when we are new to the practice of bhakti, when we got introduced, if we find that devotees are very loving, and the devotees are very loving and they are very caring. So that is the time, their love and care is what gives us experience of Krishna. Yes, devotees are so nice, Krishna is so loving. And that is the way we are experiencing love at that time. Through Krishna's love, through the association of devotees. But the one devotee was saying that when we come new to bhakti, devotees feed us fried pakodas. Then they fry us like pakodas.
So, later on, sometimes, after somebody becomes a devotee, when somebody is new, we offer them so much love and attention and care. But once they become a devotee, we start thinking, oh, this is our own person, we can do whatever we want with him.
But that's not right. So, the point is that Krishna's love might have come through one devotee in the initial stages of our bhakti. But as time passes, you know, that devotee's attitude may change, that devotee may be having some problems in one's own life. But we may not experience that love through that devotee. So then we need to see from where we can have that loving experience. So when this sort of harsh comments are, hurting comments are there, we have to see from where. Yes, Krishna's love is not coming from there for us. But then, Krishna's love is never cut off entirely from us. So, we will get that loving or shelter from somewhere else, from some other devotees. And by looking for that, and by sheltering ourselves in that, then we can move onwards. Because if we see that devotee as an independent source of love, then we will see the devotee later as an independent source of injury also. Independent source of hurting also. But when we see that it's ultimately Krishna who is, whoever expresses some affection for us, it is ultimately Krishna who is experiencing, expressing that to us. And when somebody expresses criticism, there are two, three things. So one part we talked about is we need the experience of love to shelter ourselves from the criticism. But the other aspect is that when someone criticizes, it's we have to, at one level, we say we have to be humble. But at another level, the purpose of humility, as well as the purpose of everything, is to be centered on Krishna, is to be fixed in Krishna. So if somebody is always, is very harshly criticizing us, constantly criticizing us, then that won't make us humble, that makes us discouraged. And discouragement is pratikul to bhakti. So then when that happens, it's best to just move away from that devotee and keep a distance and just, yes, those words which are there, they will hurt. But we have to just, we don't take that very seriously. Because even within bhakti, there are different definitions of success. Different definitions of success means, ultimately we all want to love Krishna. But suppose a devotee is a book distributor. Another devotee is primarily focused on building temples. Another devotee is focused on studying Shastra and teaching Shastra. Now each of these devotees has within the broad definition of bhakti, within the broad process of bhakti, a different definition of success. And quite often, when we are caught in one particular, we are in one particular service, and somebody in some other service, those other devotees may not value what we are doing. So we have to have that. So if somebody criticizes us, somebody else, we just have to move away from that person and not let ourselves be discouraged. And it's relationships are such that some people just don't get along with some people. And when some devotees hurt us, then we have to ultimately, our spiritual advancement is our responsibility. And if somebody is hurting our spiritual enthusiasm, we just have to keep a distance. And one last thing, I don't know whether I'm addressing your question because it's a little complex question, but one important thing is that if we have some shelter in Krishna, something which gives us experience of Krishna's shelter no matter what happens. Means for some devotees it may be just that once they get into kirtan, they forget the whole world. If they get into studying scripture, they forget the whole world. Whatever it may be. So the upheavals that we experience in this world, they are ultimately meant to prompt our consciousness to go beyond this world towards Krishna. Now, normally when we talk of this world, we usually refer to the materialistic world. But even some of the dynamics apply in the devotee community also. Because the devotee community is not filled with pure devotees. There are neophyte devotees, there are different kinds of devotees. So what this happens, rather than seeing that as that particular devotee being at fault, yes, that fault may be there, and if that fault is there, some corrective action needs to be taken, it can be taken. But ultimately we can see that as an impetus by Krishna to take shelter of him more and more. And for that, if we have some shelter, something which we have regularly taken shelter of Krishna, then that becomes this external hurt becomes an impetus to experience the reality of that shelter more and more. So we see that even in Srila Prabhupada's life, that he did experience a lot of disappointment from his godbrothers. Whatever, it's a complex subject and we can't pass quick judgments. But Prabhupada, he is focused on doing his own service. He tried to work, but when he got repeated disappointments from them, he's focused on his doing his service. And Krishna saw that sincerity, Krishna reciprocated. So we have to, the association of devotees is important, but its importance is in that it helps us move towards Krishna. So if in the association of devotees something is, some kind of association is discouraging us in moving towards Krishna, then that is pratikul, and we keep it aside and we move forward towards Krishna in an association that is anukul to us. Does it address the question?